Yoreh, Hesreyah, Begodov, Vayvokheyu, says that Yitzchak smells the smell of the clothing of Yaakov, which is really Esau's clothing, Vayvokheyu, gave him the brush. The Gemara and the Midrash Sashins, the God of all the same word is Oigdov, people that rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That just brings various stories about people that rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? That even the Jews that rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're really very close to Hashem, just under the control of the Yetzer. But when they get them, they get shaken up, they come back to Hashem. One of the Meisim that the Midrash brings is, there was Yosef Meshisa, time of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. They told him, go into the Beis HaMikdash and whatever you take out of it, you can keep. So he took out the Menorah Shel Zohar, picked the most expensive item. They said, no, that's not matim for you, you're a regular person. Have such a big golden thing. He said, go in again and take whatever you want. And then he suddenly hit him that he's rebelling against Hashem just for his own personal wealth. It's not worth it. And they tried to convince him, give him much more than the value of the Menorah Shel Zohar. And once he got to that point of recognition, what is really important in life, he gave up his life and he had a very, very painful death from it. Another the Gemara about Ish Tzroiris in the Medrash, Ish Tzroiris, he was, as one of the Tanoim was going out to be killed, he was a nephew of his, and the one who was also became part of the Romans was riding on a horse, and he said to the Tzaddik was about to be killed, he said, look at you, you're the one who's doing the Ratzon Hashem, and I'm the one going against the Ratzon Hashem. I'm benefiting from it. So he said, if you get so much benefit from being going against the will of Hashem, I'm going to be getting in Oilam Ha'emes a million times more than that. So just a good marshal for me, the greatness we're going to receive. And then the nephew told him, look what's happening, the one who's being over Hashem is being punished so much, and I'm having a good time. And he answered him, if I'm getting punished like this, even though I'm being over Hashem, you can imagine what you're going to get eternally for what you're doing. And right away, also, he was choice of a chosen, etc. The bottom line is that every Jew can be choice of a chosen. It's not a one-time-in-a-life practice. So every day of our life, we can be choice of a chosen, and we're, in respect of one level up, the same thing as these people were at their level. It's a matter of, I'm holding a low level recognition of what's important in life, and I can reach a higher level recognition. So, for all of those that feel it impossible to learn on Friday or at night, we can be ready to choose it. It's possible. Don't think it's impossible. Baruch Hashem, we've seen, I became a Baal Tshuva. Other people could be a Baal Tshuva. It's a good thing. Next week will be even a bigger Baal Tshuva. And go on the Chayil Koyal, that's the natural Koyal that all Baal Tshuva has.